First Chronicles, chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Dephath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittim, and the Rodanim. The sons of Ham were Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Ra'amah, and Sabteca. The sons of Ra'amah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod. Nimrod was the first to be a mighty warrior on the earth. Mizraim became the father of the Ludim, the Anamim, the Lehabim, the Nephtahim, the Pathrusim, the Kashlahim, from whom the Philistines came, and the Kaphtorim. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of Heth, also of the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zeramites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram were Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. The name of one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Elmadad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hodoram, Uzal, Tikla, Ebal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Hovilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, also called Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth. Then came Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael. These are the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She gave birth to Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephi, Gatam, Kenaz, and Amalek by Timnah. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Ana, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan were Hori and Homam. Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal were Elion, Manahath, Ebal, Sephi, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Ahah and Ana. The sons of Anah were Dishan. The sons of Dishan were Hamran, Eshban, Ithran, and Keran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zaavan, and Jaakan. The sons of Dishan were Uz and Aran. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela, son of Beor. The name of his city was Dinhaba. Bela died, and Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, reigned as king in his place. Jobab died, and Husham from the land of the Temanites reigned as king in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the territory of Moab, reigned as king in his place. The name of his city was Avith. Hadad died, and Samla from Masreka reigned as king in his place. Samla died, and Shaul from Rehoboth by the river reigned as king in his place. Shaul died, and Baal Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned as king in his place. Baal Hanan died, and Hadad reigned as king in his place. The name of his city was Pi, and his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Me-Zahab. Then Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Eliah, Chief Jetheth, Chief Oholabama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Taman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah were Onan, and Shelah. Those three were born to him by Shua's daughter, a Canaanite woman. Who was Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, so he killed him. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, gave birth to Perez and Zerah for him. Judah had a total of 5 sons. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Zerah were Zimri, Ethan, Haman, Kalkol, and Derah, 5 of them in all. The sons of Carmi was Archar, the troubler of Israel, who was unfaithful when he stole things that had been devoted to destruction. The son of Ethan was Azariah. The sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Jeremiel, Ram, and Kilubai. Ram became the father of Aminadab, and Aminadab became the father of Nashan, the tribal leader of the people of Judah. Nashan became the father of Salma, and Salma became the father of Boaz. Boaz became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jesse. Jesse became the father of his firstborn Eliab, Abinadab his second, Shimeah his third, Nethanel his fourth, Radai his fifth, Ozem his sixth, and David his seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The three sons of Zeruiah were Abishai, Joab, and Ashahel. Abigail gave birth to Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, the son of Hezron, became the father of children by Azubah, his wife, also known as Jerioth. These were her sons: Jeshur, Shobab, and Ardan. Azubah died, and Caleb married Ephrath, who gave birth to Hur for him. Hur became the father of Uri, and Uri became the father of Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron went to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he took when he was 60 years old, and she gave birth to Segub for him. Segub became the father of Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Geshur and Aram took the towns of Jair from them, along with Kenath and its villages, 60 cities in all. All these were the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron died, and Caleb, Ephrathath, Abijah, Hezron's wife, gave birth to Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, the first son of Hezron, were Ram, his firstborn, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jerahmeel had another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jerahmeel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam were Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai were Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she gave birth to Abban and Molid. The sons of Nadab were Seled and Apaim, but Seled died without children. The sons of Apaim were Ishi. The son of Apaim was Ishi. The son of Ishi was Sheshan. The son of Sheshan was Alai. The sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children. The sons of Jonathan were Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jerahmeel. Now Sheshan had no sons, but only daughters. Sheshan had an Egyptian servant, whose name was Jarha. Sheshan gave his daughter to his servant Jarha as a wife, and she gave birth to Attai for him. Attai became the father of Nathan, and Nathan became the father of Zabed. And Zabed became the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal became the father of Obed, and Obed became the father of Jehu, and Jehu became the father of Azariah, and Azariah became the father of Helez, and Helez became the father of Eleasa, and Eleasa became the father of Sismai, and Sismai became the father of Shallum, and Shallum became the father of Jechamiah, and Jechamiah became the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the father of Jerahmeel, were his firstborn son of Mesha, who was the father of Ziph, and his son Mareshah, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tappuah, Rechem, and Shema. Shema became the father of Raham, the father of Jorkeam. Rechem became the father of Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah was Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. Ephah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran became the father of Gazez. The sons of Jedai were Regem, Jothan, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Cha'af. Ma'akah, Caleb's concubine, gave birth to Sheber and Tirhana. She also gave birth to Cha'af, the father of Madmanah, Sheva, the father of Machabena, and the father of Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Achsah. These were the descendants of Caleb, who were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathoth, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haraph, the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had sons, Heroeth, half of the Menahuth. The families of Kiriath-Jearim were the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishrites. From them came the Zorathites and the Eshtaolites. The sons of Salma were Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Otrath, Beth-Joab, half of the Manahathites, and the Zorathites. The families of the scribes who lived at Jabez were the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukkathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3. Now these were the sons of David, who were born for him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon, whose mother was Ahinoam from Jezreel, the second Daniel, whose mother was Abigail from Carmel, the third Absalom, whose mother was Ma'akah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith, the fifth, Shephatiah, whose mother was Abital, the sixth, Ithraim, whose mother was David's wife Eglah. So there were six sons born to David in Hebron, and he ruled as king there for 7 years and 6 months. David ruled as king for 33 years in Jerusalem. These sons were born to him in Jerusalem. Four sons of Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, Shimea, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. 9 other sons, Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhiah, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. All these were the sons of David. In addition, there were the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam. Abijah was his son. Asa was his son. Jehoshaphat was his son. Joram was his son. Ahaziah was his son. Joash was his son. Amaziah was his son. Azariah was his son. Jotham was his son. Ahaz was his son. Hezekiah was his son. Manasseh was his son. Amon was his son. And Josiah was his son. The sons of Josiah were his firstborn, Johanan, his second, Jehoiakim, his third, Zedekiah, and his fourth, Shallum. The sons of Jehoiakim were his son, Jeconiah, and his son, Zedekiah. The sons of Jeconiah, the captive, were Shealtiel, his son, also Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechamiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah were Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel were Meshulam and Hananiah. Shelomith was their sister. Also 5 others, Hashuba, Ohel, Berechiah, Hezadiah, and Jushab-Hazed. The sons of Hananiah were Pelatiah and Jeshaiah, as well as the sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Arnan, the sons of Obadiah, and the sons of Shechaniah. The sons of Shechaniah were Shemaiah, Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, 6 in all. The sons of Neriah were Elaniah, Hizkiah, and Azricam, 3 in all. The sons of Elaniah were Hodaviah, Eliashib, Pelaiah, Akub, Johanan, Delaiah, and Anani, 7 in all. Chapter 4. The descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These are the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. The name of their sister was Hazalaponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Ezer was the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tekoa, had 2 wives, Hela and Na'arah. Na'arah gave birth to Ahuzam, Hefer, Temeni, and Ha'ashtari. These were the sons of Na'arah. The sons of Hela were Zareth, Izhar, and Ithnan. Kaz became the father of Anub, Zobeba, and the clans of Harhel, the sons of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because he said, "I gave birth to him with pain." Jabez called to the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my borders. Let your hand be with me and keep me from evil, so that I will not experience pain." God granted him what he requested. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mehir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Beth-Rapha and Paseah and Tehinah, the father of Ir-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Saraiah. The sons of Othniel were Hath and Meonothai. Meonothai became the father of Orpha, and Sarai became the father of Joab, who was the father of Gay-Harashim, because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, sons of Jephunneh, were Eru, Elah, and Naam. The son of Elah was Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Asrael. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. Mered's wife gave birth to Miriam, Shemai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. His Judean wife gave birth to Jared, the father of Gador, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. The sons of Hodiah's wife, who was a sister of Nahum, were the fathers of Kilah, the Garmite, and Eshtemoah, the Maakathite. The sons of Shimon were Amnon, Rena, Ben, Hanan, and Talon. The sons of Ishri were Zoheth and Ben Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the sons of Judah, were the father of Lekah, Adah, the father of Marashah, and the families of the house of those who worked fine linen at Beth Ashbia. Also Jochim and the men of Kozeba, also Joash and Seraph, who were rulers in Moab, and Jeshubi Lahem. These records are ancient. These were the potters and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there with the king to work for him. The sons of Simeon were Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, and Shaul. Shalu was Shaul's son, Mibsam his son, and Mishma his son. The family line of Mishma was Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, and Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers did not have many children, and their whole family did not increase in number like the people of Judah. They lived at Beersheba, Molada, and Hazar Shual, at Bilhah, at Ezem, at Tolad, at Bethuel, at Hormal, at Ziklag, at Beth Markaboth, at Hazar Susim, at Beth Biri, at Sha'arim. These were their cities until David's reign. Their villages were around Etam, Ain, Rimon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were around these cities as far as Baal. These were their settlements, and they had preserved their genealogical records. Meshobab, Jamlech, and Johah, the son of Amaziah, Joel and Jehu, the son of Joshabiah, the son of Seraiah, the son of Asiel, Elionai, Jaakobah, Jeshahiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jessamiel, and Benaiah. Ziza, the son of Shiphi, the son of Elon, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were leaders in their clans. Their father's houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to search for pastures for their flocks. They found good, rich pasture, and the land was spacious, quiet, and peaceful. The people who lived there previously were descended from Ham. These who had been named came in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah, and attacked the tent camps of the Hamites. They completely destroyed the Meunites who were found there, and to this day they have lived in their place, because there was pasture for their flocks there. Some of them, 500 men, also descendants of Simeon, went to Mount Seir. Their leaders were Pelatiah, Neriah, Rephaiah, and Uziel, the son of Ishi. They struck down the remaining Amalekites who had escaped, and they have lived there to this day. Chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. Though Reuben was the firstborn, because he defiled his father's bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Israel's son, Joseph. So Reuben is not treated as firstborn in the genealogical records. Though Judah achieved superiority over his brothers, and the ruler came from him, the birthright was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. successive generations of descendants of Joel were his son Shimei, his son Gog, his son Shimei, his son Micah, his son Re'iah, his son Baal, and his son Be'erah, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, carried away captive. He was the tribal leader of the Reubenites. The following are his relatives as listed by their clans in the genealogical records. Jeiel was the head. Others were Zechariah, Bela, son of Azaz, who was the son of Shema, who was the son of Joel, who lived in the territory of Aror, all the way to Nebo and Baal Meon. They lived in the east all the way to the beginning of the wilderness, which extends to the Euphrates River, because their livestock had increased greatly in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul, they made war against the Hagrites, who fell by their hand. So they lived in their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. The descendants of Gad lived next to them in the land of Bashan, all the way to Salakah. Joel was the head, Sepham the second, also Janai and Shaphat in Bashan. Their brothers from their father's houses were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, who was the son of Huri, the son of Jero, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshashai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was head of the house of their fathers. They lived in Gilead in Bashan, in its towns, and in all the pastures surrounding Sharon, all the way to their borders. All these were listed in genealogies from the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and from the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The descendants of Reuben, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men in their armies, warriors armed with shields and swords, as well as archers, trained for war, ready to go to battle. They made war with the Hegrites, with Jator, Naphish, and Nodab. These tribes received help against the Hegrites, so the Hegrites were delivered into their hands, along with all who were with them, because Israel cried out to God during the battle, and he answered them, because they put their trust in him. They took away their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 living people. So many of the enemy were cut down in battle, because the war was from God. These tribes lived in their place until the captivity. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Seir, and Mount Hermon. They lived in number. These were the heads of their fathers' houses, namely Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, Jadiel. They were strong, powerful warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they were unfaithful to the God of their fathers and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he carried away the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And he took them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. Chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. The children of Amram were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar became the father of Phinehas. Phinehas became the father of Abishua. Abishua became the father of Buki. Buki became the father of Uzi. Uzi became the father of Zerahiah. Zerahiah became the father of Meraioth. Meraioth became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Ahimaaz. Ahimaaz became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Johanan. Johanan became the father of Azariah, who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah became the father of Amariah. Amariah became the father of Ahitub. Ahitub became the father of Zadok. Zadok became the father of Shallum. Shallum became the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah became the father of Azariah. Azariah became the father of Seraiah. Seraiah became the father of Jehozadak. Jehozadak went into captivity when the Lord carried Judah and Jerusalem away by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi were Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershom, Libni, and Shimei. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their fathers. The family line of Gershom was his son Libni, his son Jahath, his son Zima, his son Joah, his son Iddo, his son Zerah, and his son Jethariah. The family line of Kohath was his son Amminadab, his son Korah, his son Aser, his son Elkanah, and his son Abiasaph, his son Aser, his son Tohath, his son Uriel, his son Uzziah, and his son Shaul. The sons of Elkanah were Amasiah and Ahamath. As for Elkanah, the family line of Elkanah was his son Zophai, his son Nahath, his son Eliab, his son Jehoram, his son Elkanah, and his son Samuel. The sons of Samuel were Joel, the firstborn, and Abijah, the second son. The family line of Merari was Mahli, his son Libni, his son Shimei, his son Uzzah, his son Shemaiah, his son Haggiah, his son Asaiah. These were the men David appointed to be the musicians in the Lord's house from the time that the ark came to rest there. They ministered with music in front of the dwelling, that is, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the Lord's house in Jerusalem. They performed their service according to the duties prescribed for them. This is a list of those who served and their sons. From the family line of the Kohathites came Heman the singer, who was the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeraham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasiah, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tohath, the son of Asir, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. Heman's colleague, who stood at his right hand, was Asaph, namely Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shimeah, the son of Michael, the son of Baasiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Ethan, the son of Zima, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. On the left hand of Heman and Asaph was their colleague from the descendants of Merari, namely Ethan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluk, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mahli, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their brothers, the other Levites, were appointed for all the other forms of service at the dwelling, God's house. But it was Aaron and his sons who presented offerings on the altar for burnt offerings and on the altar for incense, to carry out all the work of the most holy place to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. This is the family line from Aaron, his son Eleazar, his son Phinehas, his son Abishua, his son Buki, his son Uzi, his son Zerahiah, his son Meraiath, his son Amariah, his son Ahitub, his son Zadok, and his son Ahimaaz. Now the following are the places they lived according to their settlements within their borders. The first lot was for the sons of Aaron from the families of the Kohathites. To them they gave Hebron in the land of Judah and its surrounding pasture land. But the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. To the sons of Aaron they gave Hebron, the city of refuge, and also Libna with its surrounding pastures, Jatir, Eshtemoah with its surrounding pastures, Hillen with its surrounding pastures, Debir with its surrounding pastures, Ishan with its surrounding pastures, and Jutah and Beth Shemesh with their surrounding pastures. In the territory of the tribe of Benjamin they received Gibeon, Geba with its surrounding pastures, Alemeth with its surrounding pastures, and Anathoth with its surrounding pastures. All their cities for all their families totaled 13 cities. To the rest of the sons of Kohath from the families of the tribe who remained without land, 10 cities were given by lot from the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh. To the sons of Gershom, according to their families, from the territory of the tribe of Issachar, and the tribe of Asher, and the tribe of Naphtali, and the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities were given. To the sons of Merari, according to their families, from the territory of the tribe of Reuben, and the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities were given. So the people of Israel gave the Levites these cities with their surrounding pastures. They assigned to them by lot these cities, which are mentioned by name from the territory of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and the tribe of the sons of Benjamin. Some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their inheritance within the borders of the tribe of Ephraim. They gave to them the city of refuge, Shechem, in the hill country of Ephraim, with its surrounding pastures. Also Gezer, with its surrounding pastures. Jokmeam, with its surrounding pastures. Beth-horon, with its surrounding pastures. Aijalon, with its surrounding pastures. Gath-rimon, with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the half-tribe of Manasseh, for the rest of the family of the sons of Kohath, they gave Aner with its surrounding pastures, and Bileam with its surrounding pastures. To the sons of Gershom, from the clan of the half-tribe of Manasseh, these cities were given, Golan in Bashan with its surrounding pastures, and Ashtaroth with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh with its surrounding pastures, Deberoth with its surrounding pastures, Ramoth with its surrounding pastures, and Anem with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Asher, Mishal with its surrounding pastures, Abdon with its surrounding pastures, Hukok with its surrounding pastures, and Rehob with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee with its surrounding pastures, Hamon with its surrounding pastures, and Kiriathaim with its surrounding pastures. The rest of the Levites, the sons of Merari, were given Jokneam with its surrounding pastures, Rimono with its surrounding pastures, Tabor with its surrounding pastures, and Halal with its surrounding pastures in the territory of the tribe of Zebulun. Across the Jordan from Jericho, on the east side of the Jordan, they were given cities in the territory of the tribe of Reuben, Bazar in the wilderness with its surrounding pastures, Jazah with its surrounding pastures, Kedemoth with its surrounding pastures, and Mephaath with its surrounding pastures. And in the territory of the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth in Gilead with its surrounding pastures, Mahanaim with its surrounding pastures, Hezbon with its surrounding pastures, and Jazer with its surrounding pastures. Chapter 7. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, 4 in all. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamiah, Ebsam, and Samuel, heads of their fathers' houses. In the days of David, the number of powerful warriors written in the genealogies of the family of Tola were 22,600. The son of Uzi was Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, Ishiah, 5, all of them had men. According to the genealogical record of their fathers' houses, because they had many wives and sons, they had with them 36,000 men and divisions available for battle. Their brothers among all the families of Issachar, powerful warriors, who were listed in the genealogy, were 87,000 in all. The sons of Benjamin were Bela, Baker, and Jediael, three in all. The sons of Bela were Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, five, all heads of their father's houses. Their powerful warriors listed in the genealogical records were 22,034. The sons of Baker were Zimrah, Joash, Eleazar, Elionai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elameth. All these were the sons of Baker. They were listed in the genealogical records as heads of their father's houses, along with 20,200 powerful warriors. The son of Jediael was Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kenanah, Zathan, Tarshish, and Ahashahar. All these were sons of Jediael, the heads of their father's houses, listed along with 17,200 powerful warriors who were able to go out to war with the army. Shupim and Hupim were the sons of Ur. The Hushim were the sons of Ahur. The sons of Naphtali were Jahaziel, Guni, Jazer, Shalom. They were the grandsons of Bilha. The first son of Manasseh was Israel, born to his Aramean concubine. She also gave birth to Maker, the father of Gilead. Maker took a wife from Hupim and Shupim. His sister's name was Ma'akah. The name of Manasseh's second son was Zelophehad, but Zelophehad had only daughters. Ma'akah, the wife of Makir, gave birth to a son, and she named him Peresh. The name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rechem. The son of Ulam was Badan. These were the sons of Gilead, the sons of Makir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hamolekath, gave birth to Ishad, Abiezer, and Malah. The sons of Shemida were Ahian, Shechem, Likhi, and Anayim. The descendants of Ephraim were Shethulah, his son Bered, his son Tehath, his son Eliada, his son Tahath, his son Zabed, his son Shethulah, and also Azer and Eliad. These two were killed by the native men of Gath because they came down to take away their livestock. Ephraim, their father, mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. He went to his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to a son, and he named him Beriah, because there was trouble in his house. His daughter was Sheerah, who built lower and upper Beth Horon and Uzen Sheerah. Rapha was his son, and Resheph his son, and Tela his son, Tehan his son, Ladan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, and Joshua his son. Their possessions and settlements were Bethel and its towns, and Aran on the east, and Gezer on the west with its towns, also Shechem and its towns as far as Aya and its towns. Along the borders of the people of Manasseh they received Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, and Dor and its towns. The descendants of Joseph, the son of Israel, lived in those towns. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Sarah was their sister. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malkiel, who was the father of Berziath. Heber became the father of Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These are the sons of Japhlet. The sons of Shamer were Ahi, Rogah, Rehubah, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. The sons of Zophah were Sua, Harnifer, Shual, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hud, Shama, Shilsha, Ithran, and Be'erah. The sons of Jether were Jephunneh, Pizpah, and Arah. The sons of Ulah were Arah, Haniel, and Rizziah. All these were the sons of Asher, heads of the houses of their fathers, elite soldiers, powerful warriors, heads of the tribal leaders. The number of them listed in the genealogies for service in war was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Benjamin became the father of Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Aharah the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. Bela had sons, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shefufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud. They are the heads of fathers' households for the inhabitants of Geba, who were exiled to Manahath, namely Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who led them into exile. And he became the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharaim became a father in the territory of Moab, after he had sent away his wives Hushim and Ba'arah. By his wife Hodesh, he became the father of Zobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcham, Jeuz, Shekiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of the houses of their fathers. By Hushim, he became the father of Ahitub and Alpha'al. The sons of Alpha'al were Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lud with its towns. Also Beriah and Shema, who were heads of houses of the fathers of the inhabitants of Aijalon. They put to flight the inhabitants of Gath. Also Ahio, Sheshak, Jeremoth, Zebadiah, Ered, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, Joah, who were the sons of Beriah. Also Zebadiah, Meshulam, Hizki, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, Jobab, the sons of Alpha'al. Also Jakim, Zikri, Zabdi, Elianiah, Zelathai, Eliel, Adaiah, Baraiah, Shimrath, the sons of Shimei. Also Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anathijah, Iftiah, Penuel, the sons of Shashak. Also Shemsherai, Sherahiah, Athaliah, Jerashiah, Elijah, Zikri, and the sons of Jeraham. These were the heads of fathers' households throughout their generations, headmen. They lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maakah, lived in Gibeon with his firstborn son, Abdon. Other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gador, Ahio, and Zechar. Mikloth became the father of Shimeah. They also lived near their brothers in Jerusalem with their brothers. Ner became the father of Kish. Kish became the father of Saul. Saul became the father of Jonathan, Mikashua, Abinadab, and Eshbal. The son of Jonathan was Merabal. Merabal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jehadah. Jehadah became the father of Elmeth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Mosa. Mosa became the father of Benaiah. Rapha was his son, Elisha his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, whose names were Azrikam, Bakuru, Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of Eshek, his brother, were Elam, his firstborn, Jeush, his second, and Eliphat, his third. The sons of Ulam were powerful warriors who were archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150. All these were of the descendants of Benjamin. So all Israel was enrolled by their genealogies, and these were written in the book of the kings of Israel, until Judah was carried away captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now, the first group of inhabitants who settled in their property in their cities consisted of Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. People from Judah, people from Benjamin, people from Ephraim, the people from Manasseh lived in Jerusalem. They included Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, the son of Judah. From the Shilonites, Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. From the sons of Zerah, Jeul, and their brothers, 690. From the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hesanua, also Ibniah, the son of Jeraham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Mishulam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brothers, according to their genealogies, 956 men. All these men were heads of families listed according to their fathers' houses. From the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraoth, the son of Ahitub, the supervisor of God's house. Adiah, the son of Jeraham, the son of Pashur, the son of Melchijah, and Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jezerah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshelemith, the son of Immer, and their brothers, heads of their fathers' houses, 1,760 very capable men for the work of the service in God's house. From the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Izrikam, the son of Hashabiah, from the descendants of Merari, Bekbakar, Heresh, Gelal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Gelal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers included Shalum, Akub, Talman, Ahiman, and their brothers. Shalum was in charge, who previously served in the king's gate on the east side of the temple. They were the gatekeepers for the camp of the descendants of Levi. Shalum, the son of Kor, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, together with his brothers from his father's house, the Korathites, were in charge of the work of the service, guardians of the entrance to the tent. Their fathers had been over the Lord's camp as guardians of the entrance. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been ruler over them in the past, and the Lord had been with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper of the entrance to the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen to be gatekeepers in the doorways numbered 212. Those whom David and Samuel the seer appointed to their office of trust were listed by genealogy, according to their villages. So they and their sons were in charge of the gates of the Lord's house, when the house was still a tent. The gatekeepers were positioned on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their brothers, who were in their villages, were to take turns coming in to be with them for a seven-day shift. So four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in an office of trust and were in charge of the rooms and the treasuries in God's house. They were stationed around God's house through the night, because that duty was assigned to them, and their duty was to open it every morning. Some of them were in charge of the vessels for the service. They counted them before and after each service. Some of them also were in charge of the furnishings and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as well as the fine flour, wine, oil, incense, and spices. Some of the sons of the priests prepared the mixture of the spices. Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalum the Korahite, was entrusted with making the flatbread for offerings. Some of their brothers from the sons of the Kohathites were responsible for preparing the bread that was set out and arranged every Sabbath. These are the singers, heads of fathers' households of the Levites, who lived in the rooms at the temple and were free from other service because they were busy with their work day and night. These were heads of fathers' households of the Levites throughout their generations, head men. These lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maakah, lived in Gibeon with his firstborn son Abdon and with Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became the father of Shimeam. They also lived with their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner became the father of Kish. Kish became the father of Saul. Saul became the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Meribaal. Meribaal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jerah. Jerah became the father of Elameth, Esmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Mosa. Mosa became the father of Beniah, and Rephaiah was his son, Eliasa his son, and Azel his son. Azel had six sons, whose names were Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Shiriah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.